Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
What's good, Money Monday in the city? I'm the hip hop informer. That dude, DM Hyman. So, again, I'm your hip hop informer, TM Hyman. Welcome to the show. It is Money Monday, and you are inside another great show. We're back. Took a few days off, spring break. Y'all can do it. We can do it, too. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. It is Monday, March 28th. Hey, it's a new quarter. It's coming to an end, my friends. Get ready, second quarter, July. April, May, June. Wow, just trying to push it along, huh? April, May, June, that second quarter. July starts the third quarter. Hey, tonight, Trayvon Martin. Hey, it's all over the place. You can't turn anywhere without hearing or seeing something that's affiliated with this devastating case. Tonight, we are going to give our own perspective, begin our own blog, if you will, a verbal blog, about really what's going on with this case and why has it become so interesting to the American public. Have we seen this so many times? Or I mean, it's really just a case of, follow the leader. Nevertheless, I think we're doing the right thing. We'll be right back to talk more about Trayvon Martin inside Money Monday.
Free. Fear is what they feed you.
Do you dirty? I'ma do you dirty. do you dirty.
I'm a acadone. All up on me. Big guap on me. Got my phone. Never lonely. Never cross me like Tony. I'ma do you dirty. I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma do you dirty.
Fresh acadone. Yeah. All the hoes stay on me. Yeah. Grabbing for me and pulling on me. Yeah. All the they want. Cool out. Oh, when? Why? Cause be phony. You can run up on me, but that shit old be on me. I'm a good like Tony, but I do you dirty. Yeah. Hit him with the finesse move and call a dirty. Flex the real ugly. Yeah. When it's about that money. I need my CIA, my cash in a hurry. Baby, calling my phone. What? Talking about some chicken. I win and beat the mood. Them chicks in the kitchen. Yeah. Double rag back on. Okay. Them. Make sure they hot.
Then what?
Call my partner swag. Sit them right back in the spot. Yeah. I'm a acadone, all on me. Big guap on me, got my phone, never lonely. Never cross me like Tony. I'ma do you dirty, I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma do you dirty.
I'm a acadone, all on me. Big guap on me, got my phone, never lonely. Never cross me like Tony. I'ma do you dirty, I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma do you dirty.
Young Swag, I'ma do you dirty. Straight talk tonight, inside Money Monday. 917-889-3926. Hey, hit us up. We're back. It's 9-12 in the city. 6-12 on the West Coast. Again, Young Swag, dirty. Inside Money Monday. I'm your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. Welcome to the show. Hey. Again, 917-889-3926. Inside Money Monday, Young Swag, I'ma do you dirty. Coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. But before we go any further, Angels, we're back all the way live from Chesapeake, V.A. Give it up, though, man. Welcome to the show. Ow.
Good evening. How's everybody?
What's good?
Sinuses.
Oh, I can hear you. Oh, man.
Good.
Your sinuses is messed up. Yesterday, it felt like an alien was in my stomach. I was so jacked up. But I hope Toya, coming live out of Newark, Delaware, is feeling better than we are. Welcome to the show.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Y'all don't sound all that great, so hey.
Hey, I'm better today. I'm much better today than I was yesterday. But, you know, that sinus thing is no joke either. And that's been, like, sweeping people, you know, bowling them over, really. And I don't suffer from sinus problems, so I sympathize with you, though, man. Hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Wow, you like really, really like, we need to send Dr. Oz over to your crib for a house call. Wow.
I'll be all right.
Hey, Trayvon Martin, man, this has kind of swept the country by storm. Something that happened down here in Sanford, Florida, and it's a city that's known, from what I understand, for, you know, just injustices of all kinds, but specifically injustices against African-Americans. But this thing has kind of exploded, and there's a firestorm at this point. What do you attribute this to? Trayvon's not the first, definitely not the last, but what do we attribute, you know, so much support to this? Are we just sick and tired of injustices in America?
I guess I would say that, yeah, people are pretty much fed up. And then the circumstances, I think that the right people caught wind of the situation, of what happened, and that's how it's become mainstream. A lot of times these types of situations are brushed under the carpet, so we don't hear about it.
Right. I was very surprised being here in Florida, and again, That city is near, it's closer to Orlando than it is to Tampa, where I am. But you had Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, just a lot of, you know, like serious activists to jump on this story. Now, again, the news has been reporting. The story's, you know, fairly old. It's like a month, you know, and some change old. But I think, you know, what has caused the problem is, you know, the parents and people were waiting patiently looking for an arrest to come out of the deal with, you know, the alleged shooter, Mr. Zimmerman. And I say alleged because he has not been charged yet, to stay politically correct. But tonight, we really just want to drill down, give our perspectives on what's really happening here. Why hasn't Mr. Zimmerman been arrested? You know, are they trying to play it safe to make sure they have all of their ducks in a row? Or is this just clearly, you know, blatant, you know, disregard for a human life, specifically an African-American life? We're going to talk about it tonight. And again, we're not trying to offend anybody. We're just giving our opinions. We'll be back.
Woman cash, close cars. Any day now, making rich off these bars. That's what I pray for. At least I pray though. I know I'm gon' blow. Sometimes I don't know. You know the world cold, like everybody's so-so. I'm trying to dodge the auction, but I'm dead to take closing. In this fast life, we'll never proceed with caution. Green light stuck then, traffic light broken. Only way I stop is if I crash into something. And I ain't got no seatbelt, no airbag or nothing. I'm just trying to make it with those who have made it. The only thing I'm missing is they ears when I play it. You can see the truth only if you listen. Me, I got a clear view. I can see the vision. More bars to prison. Have you seen a death row? And if I don't make it, then that'll be my death blow.
They want the fame with no accord. Concern about these women getting caught. So caught up in what people think they are, man. When it up is, you never get so lost. They know we try to change the state to same. Only reason why a few will remain. In and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling?
Pride in a pocketbook, Gucci. Role model, cash stacks, number one groupie. She sat in my car, turned on the movie. Like, took her to the telly, she say, ooh, nice jacuzzi. Like, started asking questions, like, how much the wound go? Sold her 500, but it's for the low low. My people's running debt, $30 even less than that car we was in. Ain't a car that I be in. Ain't my car, but she fell for it. Cause she lied to me. She's just materialistic as anybody. Yeah, and I should feel ashamed. I'm a victim of the same. You might think it's lame, but just to get a name, spent my last on a chain so I can wear it in my video and pop champagne.
They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cashing cars. All caught up in what people think they are, man. When it out is, it never gets so lost. They know we try to change the state the same. Only reason why a few will remain in and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling? They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cashing cars. All caught up in what people think they are, man.
Vision's been lost for some time now. Even the police wanna be Rick Ross now. It's like pay the fool at the end of the movie. Everybody make it rain, everybody wearing jewelry, everybody gangster, till they end up like Suki. Trapping ain't dead though, y'all niggas just spooky. Seen it for the feeling like Pookie. Everybody wanna be somebody, but to be somebody, then you gotta be seen as if you killed somebody. Yeah, like you some type of John Gotti. Nah, but that you ain't Harley. It's when you call the homie. You used to work a hard, right? Being fake and hard to hide. Sweating and fake is glorified. But if they live the life for real, they'd probably be horrified. Excuse me, I'm getting teary-eyed. Rest in peace to the game. It ain't the same.
They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cashing cars. All caught up in what people
sell our soul to the right price. We'll even eat Eve's apple if the fruit ripe. Oh man. Lop. Roller.
Kim Hyman Radio Live. That was Loud Silence by Glamour. Thanks for rocking with us. Tonight we are touching on the Trayvon Martin case, like so many other people are. Always something going on down there in Florida, Terrence. I don't know what's up with you.
Yeah, always. No, it's true. It's always something going on in Florida. Over the last year, major news incidences have come right out of Florida. I can't explain it. I can't explain it. But from what I understand, Sanford, Florida specifically, again, is known for this type of activity. They're known for getting away with it. Several African-American males have been, you know, killed, not just injured, but killed, you know, over, like, I mean, years. And this particular, you know, police chief, the police chief that just stepped down, also, you know, has a reputation to the point to where he actually stepped down because he felt his reputation was getting in the way of the facts, in his opinion. When at the end of the day, you know, it says that, you know, I'm a redneck, you know, I'm a bigot, you know, people know it, but that has nothing to do with this case. Well, you know, baloney. It has a lot to do with the case because it's really representative of what goes on in the town, in the mentality. I didn't know that people still referred to black people as coons in 2012. But again, it just goes to show the mentality. You know, what am I talking about? You know, Zimmerman was overheard calling, you know, Trayvon Martin a coon after he had shot him. You know, so again, it just it says that racism is definitely still alive. It may not be as visible as it used to be, but it's still alive. You know, I mean, and again, we can't base everything off of this situation. I mean, but what are your thoughts? Do you think racism is still alive?
Of course. I mean, and I don't think it's going to go anywhere. You know, because that's taught. So if you have someone who's racist, they're going to teach that to their kids, and it will always be passed on. So racism is not something that's just going to mysteriously disappear or magically disappear. It's not going to happen that way.
Yeah, it's definitely not. And it hasn't gone anywhere. Again, it just comes in a different form. You know, something to the, you know, I recently heard that the KKK, and if you really pay attention, the KKK, you haven't heard anything about the KKK in years. That's because it's really no longer known as the KKK. It's known as the National Alliance these days. And, you know, they don't wear, you know, white cloaks over their heads anymore. They wear, you know, Armani suits, and they work on Wall Street. You know, I mean, they don't look like, you know, people that you could, you know, distinctly identify as racist anymore. We're living at an interesting time right now. Everywhere you look right now, people are standing up on behalf of this particular incident. Why? You know, I think it's because at the end of the day, people are tired of the injustices, specifically blatant injustices. I don't know. So, Mayor, I know you you know, bound with sinus issues, but what are your thoughts on this whole Trayvon Martin case? I know you are very sensitive when it comes to kids, and I know you're raising a teenager right now. So your thoughts?
Actually, I'm still trying to figure out why he got out of the car. If he called the police and they told him to stay in the car and wait for somebody to get there, why did he get out? I don't even... You know, I mean, it's racism. You can call it a whole lot of things. Excuse me. I'm going to just look at the facts of the matter. If he called to report something suspicious to the dude in the hoodie, whatever the case, they told him to stay in his vehicle till the police got there. Why didn't he stay there? Why did he decide to take matters into his own hands? And the moment that he did, meant to me that was no more self-defense. And you didn't follow the directions in which you were given, even though you were the neighborhood watch. So that's basically how I look at the case. I don't want to jump on the side of it's racism, you know, or take an activist part. He's a white Hispanic man, so he has some minority in him. He's not all white. And then, you know, not knowing everything about Trayvon, I guess I just heard some information this morning that came across the news that, you know, he was a troubled teenager, you know. But not to take any of that and make any judgment about it, I'm still stuck on the fact if he made the phone call to the police and they told him to stay in the car until someone got there, why he didn't stay in the car.
Yeah, I'm a little disturbed by the fact that all of a sudden Trayvon has become a troubled teen. I do know what you're referring to the plastic bag, the empty plastic bag that apparently had some marijuana in it, which got him kicked out of school, and supposedly another incident. I think it's all to try to deflect the real problem. Folks, tonight you are inside Money Monday. It's Straight Talk about the Trayvon Martin case. It is 9:28. We'll be right back. You're inside Money Monday.
Down, 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 down
Winston Warrior with Elevator, TM Hyman Radio Live, Hump Day Wednesday, 931 Chesapeake, Virginia. Tonight we're discussing the Trayvon Martin case. We're discussing our point of view. And you mentioned earlier, I am racism, a teenager. And, you know.
Hey, DD. I have been saying Money Monday.
I know. That didn't even correct you because you probably had sinuses too. You just didn't know it.
Hey.
Had you just combined it. I know.
Hey.
Don't worry about it.
Totally. My equilibrium was off.
Yeah, I understand. You're stuck
bad.
On Monday.
My bad.
I think it gives a new light to neighborhood watch situations and communities. And I guess my biggest thing also is why did he get out of the car, but why is the neighborhood watch dude carrying guns? And
anybody can carry a gun. Neighborhood watch.
Well,
you have the right to bear arms.
I understand. I get
gun?
That. Okay, well, let me rephrase that. Thank you, Toya, for correcting me. Why is he carrying a gun with the intent to use it on a child? Is my question. Because, again, it's a neighborhood watch. I mean, and he's a child. That man completely saw that he was a teenager. He was a child. And because he had a hoodie on, he looked like a threat with a tea and some Skittles in his hand. So he felt it necessary to shoot him because he looked like he was up to no good. I mean, I can't even say if it was a white boy in a hoodie, if the same thing would have happened. I can't say that because it didn't happen. All I can say is this was a half white Hispanic man that shot a black teenager. But at the same time, neighborhood that serious? So I guess, you know, I'm still a little perplexed. We know everything that we need to know about the situation. And, again, why just period? Why didn't he get arrested? Period. You know, why has it been a month? He's not been arrested or anything. You know, and so anybody can claim self-defense and it's just go and then I can go into hiding. I mean, I don't, because I feel like racism is going to be here forever. We're never going to get rid of it. I don't even like playing that card half the time. Excuse me. But, I mean, you just can shoot people, claim self-defense, go into hiding and just never be arrested for it.
So do you not feel like racism had anything to do in this particular case?
I mean, I would be speculating. I could say that.
But you don't smell it?
Just like I said, the man was, he has minority in him as well. He's not all white. He's white. He's half white and half Hispanic. So,
I don't think I have an issue with the fact that he is Hispanic. I think racism that exists even amongst minorities.
It's just like Geraldo saying that Trayvon wearing a hoodie was like the biggest reason for him for getting shot because he had a hoodie on. Really? I mean, come on. He could have not had a hoodie on, had a sweatshirt on, or just had on a T-shirt. You know? Maybe just because, like I said, we don't know all the details. How do we know that based off of some of the other information that's been out about Zimmerman, that he just wasn't having a bad day. He wanted to prove himself. He wanted to show the police force he really had what it took to take down a criminal, be it black or white. I mean, yeah, we can say it's a black and white situation because it was a white man that shot a black kid. But, again, I think it's so easy to pull the race card. I'm just for the injustice of the fact that this man has not been arrested for shooting somebody, period. I don't want it so much pull the race card because, like I said, we're going to be fighting that forever to the end of time. It's never going to go anywhere. A situation will arise every so many years, every year, if need be. I mean, we have racism
in the election. I mean, we face it every day. My baby goes to a predominantly white high school. She just told me some unfunny jokes that a white boy told her and the black dude.
Please tell me.
I mean, one of them was, how do you know, what's the difference between a black man and a sofa? One can support his family. The sofa can support his family.
Oh, wow.
And how do you know a black person was on your computer when it's gone? Now, she had some white boys tell her that.
Oh,
so my
wow.
Baby, I mean, racism is something we're going to deal with every single day. I just don't want to.
Wow.
It's so easy to pull that card. You know, not even knowing that people deal with this on a daily basis. So
right.
I don't even look at it as racism. I look at it just as sheer injustice. You don't know what that man was saying. Like I said, they brought out the facts about, or brought out information about Trayvon and his trouble past. Zimmerman trying to get into the police force, and he was ejected, and he had some prior assaults and blah, blah, blah. So you don't know what it was. He could have been having a bad day. He could have been trying to prove himself. It could have been racism. It could have been a million things. I just don't want to fall to the black and white thing so easy. I just want to know,
yeah,
how do you get off shooting somebody without being arrested?
Let's just focus on just the fact that it's an injustice. That's the question. You know, how do you get off? I don't think you do get off. So it goes back, in my opinion, to the location in which the situation is taken. Hey, we'll be back. We're going to dive deep. Coming up, finance out of Newark, Delaware.
Tonight
I mean,
it's not, no, sir. Not on Money Monday.
Oh, you know what? You know what?
It's Wednesday.
You know what? Folks, I am upside down on this hump day.
We just going to listen to music on hump day Wednesday.
You know what? We're just going to keep it moving. We'll be back.
That's what we're going to do.
We'll put it back. Come on, Brandon.
See him humming live. See him humming live. See him humming live. Stuff radio show. See him humming live. See him humming live. See him humming live.
Yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property, though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy. Never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was the menace to the very private. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said, it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was conceived at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a white or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me, don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and a godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asked me, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days.
Never wanted my faith in God to be just a faith. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks of God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God, asking for forgiveness. Every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with it, so I can flip it. Hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And these are only good thanks to Him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
Yeah. I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, son. All you gotta do is listen.
Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness. Every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Sawakam sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to Him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
Front porch swings and the evening shade. Sipping on grape flavored Kool-Aid while Marvin Gaye sings in the background. Let's get it on. Hopscotch, Jack's, red light, green light, Mother May I. Back in the days of soft ways and easy understanding. When I was a little girl, Mama taught me to serve the Lord. Daddy said, need a bell. Don't be nobody's fool. Thought I was grown on $5 a week, and staying up all night made me groan. When going all the way meant marry the man before the child. I never knew the pain of true love. My biggest fear, the redhead girl would never come to marry Charlie Brown. No. Kissing a red light raised my age, and a sip of wine to hit the good time. The basement prior made me laugh while the Jackson said,
we get it out in the park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams, because cash moves everything around me. Cream is the money. Microphone checker, cause what's salt and pepper without the fender of love. Yo, chilling with the rest of your crew, because when they reminisce over
yes,
you, my God.
I remember the freedom of walking the street. Sleep at night, doors open wide. Being a pimp was not the end thing to do. When a gang was seven riding in a four-seater, a switch on your back, respect your fellow man. Back then it was cool for a village to raise your child. Backyard wedding receptions, barbecue feasts, block parties, dancing in the street. But Grandmaster Flash and Sugar Hill Gang were anomalies. Afros, dashikis, and white collar shirts, big hoops and mini skirts. When dancing down the Soul Train line is where I wanna be. Today we look the same, but everything has changed along for the days when we were free. Free in our hearts to love and free to serve the God above. Take me back to the days and ways we used to
do
be.
We get it out in the park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams, because cash moves everything around me. Cream is the money. Microphone checker, cause what's salt and pepper without the sin of grandma. Yo,
your crew, because when they reminisce over you,
my God,
I got the bell bottom, the illo fro, butterfly collar, coolie high camp flow, champagne supernova, leather interior, Donny Hathaway booming as I recline, turn a couple corners, spice like piranha, summer time, hot like a sauna, dice against the wall, Chuck Taylor's on my feet, it's like we all family living on the same street, food stamp free cheese, we pick our own switches, the first time I heard a pimp yell these, right on your dick, got a gig, my nigga, running numbers cold-blooded, just dead and bed. My big screen TV was a floor model. On the corner, brown bag with the 40 bottle. Black fist pumping, re-riot for the end. Shoot, might as well go ahead and steal something. We did it out in the park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams, because cash moves everything around me. Cream gets the money. Microphone checker. Cause what's salt and pepper without the spinning yo, chilling with the rest of your crew. Because when they reminisce over you, my God.
Sweet memories of old school taking me back to days of soft ways and easy understanding, like when dancing was done in a basement under a red light. How the after-hours joint would bang when the club would shut down. Sweat pouring off our backs as we would freak through the bump in the monorail. Days of old school.
That was Days 2 by Neo Soldier here on TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for rocking with us this Wednesday evening, about 9:48 here on the East Coast, talking about Trayvon Martin and the controversy surrounding how the case is being handled.
And what a controversy it is. What a controversy it is. What's the comedian judge? Not a true comedian, but he actually does questions and answers on Steve Harvey Morning Show. What's the judge's name?
I have no idea.
He does Judgment Mondays.
I don't know.
What's the black judge name? Not Joe Brown. Judge Mathis. Judge Mathis was actually down here over the weekend in Sanford, Florida with this situation. So again, I'm just real impressed with the activism that's taking place right now, you know, within the African American community in support of this issue.
And you know, it's not just the African American community that's supporting this issue either. It's
absolutely
a lot of people that are outraged by the way the case is being handled. So, you know.
Yeah, and I was surprised to see, I don't know why I was surprised, but I was, to see, you know, even Caucasians taking part in the marches across the country.
I don't know why
I'm surprised, but, you know, I just didn't think that, you know, I don't know. You know, and again, it's my own view of what I see, I guess. Here in Florida, it's a unique situation because again, I'm compelled, you know, day by day to believe that racism is alive and kicking, and I hadn't always had that view. You know, I'm one that, you know, I like to give people the benefit of the doubt, but you know, here in Florida, I have you know, grown to see that that redneck is still alive here, and again. It's not just white and black, and I'm not trying to pull a race card. I'm just being real based on my observations.
Yeah, I think the biggest, other than the fact that he was killed, he's an unarmed teenager that was killed, I think that the biggest thing is just the fact that it's okay for you to kill someone and walk away from it as if nothing happened. And I think most people are outraged about the fact that the guy just said, oh, hey, I was protecting myself, and he gave him his gun back and going home. Like, that's it. That's all you want to do? I think that's the biggest issue. How is self-defense when you approach someone? I'm quite sure he was probably trying to defend himself. I'm speaking of Trayvon Martin. But how you can claim self-defense and you approach someone and then you get to go home and they, you know, hold on to a body. How many days did they hold on to the body? 3 days before the family even knew where he was?
Oh, is that true?
I don't think the family was notified right away as to where he was. You know, but you're home and comfortable and someone's son is dead.
Wow. No, I didn't know that they held the body unknown to the
parents. Yeah,
I
don't think they knew where he was. I could be wrong, but I don't think they knew where the son was for, you know, at first. It's not like, I don't think they, like, called them or notified them right away. I could be mistaken, but I'm quite sure that's what I've heard.
Wow. Wow. Hump Day Wednesday, 9:53. Again, just shedding our own, you know, light perspective on this also interesting case and how it's being handled. TM Live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. Toya Live out of Newark, Delaware. Domare Live out of Chesapeake. Foxy Case.
My body, he makes up, Vanilla Tracy, he's a Bugatti, I just let Rahi, up around the Doce, Gabbana sipping pure J with the ill nana, yeah, you up around, I had your loyalties and your joints, you'll get your royalties and your points, so what the deal is, with Foxy Brown McCain, now we lay Bonnie McFly, now I'm up in Jamaica breaking all your paper,
you're the only one for me, you're the only one I need, can nobody make me
I'm about to explode.
ego on swole, money obese, Bentley on spur, girls on me, them boys what it is, I'm what it's gonna be, you staring at the future, ESP, the space stars deep, so the tab gonna be high, bottles on deck, make your baby say ah, standing on your couches, screaming we up in this, go for the night, it's, I ain't trying, remember, stumbling my sentences, telling tricks they haven't seen, from the look I estimate, I'll prove you definite, my let's make the best of it, bring your friend too, and y'all can share this deep, cause that's what friends do. Alcohol sparkles all the time. You ain't shining in the club, cause your table next to mine. And it's the type of attitude that get them all the time. Cause they all love a young getting in shine.
Yeah, I can make you,
I can make you fall in love with me
one, I can't tell with all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want to read. Now that's my card.
Popping bottles in the club.
That's my card.
Making models fall in love.
That's my card. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some deuces, and I'm out. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. We don't do the ball, VIP escort. We don't hear y'all. Say it with your chest more. Supposed to be hard. What you need a vest for? Nigga, this head tear your motherfucking chest off. Why every hating ass nigga always gotta make it something? And it should be over nothing. Swear you motherfucker something. So I come with the assumption. Reason you huffing and puffing. Cause the chick that you be loving be on my dick and she cuffing. She should give me $20. Give me $20. Can't see I'm the truth or just your motherfucking eyelids. Excuse me, little nigga, but this section here private. Now take your fly ass out my muff cockpit. Only room for space stars and couple bad. And we ain't got no time for a bunch of mad. Man, just give up your female. Save me all the details. You ain't trying to lose, nigga. You ain't acting
like
you feel. Can't tell with all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want to read. Bring that, that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me.
Ferrari fame. The fame way. Copyright to them over there hating. They mad cause one coin leads to one coin. And then that coin leads to another coin. Next thing you know, we all coining in this. Face off.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio. Yeah.
many nights, drowning in those tears. You cry, baby, I'm right here. Let me be the one to revive you. Cause it hopped inside a box with no air, and you can't survive in there.
Tomorrow, 4:05 in Paris. Wherever you are in the world, we appreciate you for tuning in inside Hump Day Wednesday, not Money Monday. 917-889-3926. Trayvon Martin is our topic tonight. DD live out of Chesapeake, Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. Hey, let's flip the script for a minute and talk about Kim Kardashian getting like doused with flour. What was that about? That was pretty crazy, right?
I don't know, but why did they arrest the person that doused her with flour? And
right.
Timmerman's still out running the street. I'm just saying.
Right. That right. Makes no sense at all. Someone could get arrested for dousing someone with flour while a murderer is still on the loose. Not only on the loose, but is being hid. And you best believe that law enforcement has something to do with his hiding right now. But
when they said that
we're not trying to pull Roy's card.
Didn't they say that particular police precinct of the police down there where he is has been known for issues, racism issues, issues in that area?
Absolutely. That's Sanford, Florida.
And then the police chief just resigned?
Temporarily stepped down. Temporarily stepped out. He thought that his reputation was starting to precede him. Go figure.
He shouldn't have stepped down. He should have let this situation put him at the top of everybody's list and bring that man in. He should have did the right thing. That's why he stepped down, because he didn't do the right thing. His conscience was getting the best of him.
Let's go to the phones. Area code 813, last four digits, 5297. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Thanks for rocking.
Calling from Tampa.
Tampa in the building. Voice is familiar. What's
going
on?
That's
going
to be my handle for tonight, Tampa.
Tampa is your handle tonight. Chime in, Tampa. Trayvon Martin, what are your thoughts?
Is that the general statement, or was there a question previously? My thoughts
There is no question, really. I mean, you know, we're just talking in general. We've kind of just been throwing out our opinions. You know, really, I guess the question that we've asked amongst ourselves is, why is this person, Zimmerman, still not arrested?
Yeah, that would be an awesome question to be answered, wouldn't it? You know, one person has the answer to that. Unfortunately, he has chosen not to reveal it to us as yet.
Who is that one person?
So, Jesus.
Jesus? Okay.
I think this is, when we look at this situation, if we really investigate it, it's bringing a lot of things to forefront. One, the quote-unquote law. I had this discussion today, and I was asking, there are some other things that we can look at beside race, beyond race. What would it be? I got the fact that the guard Zimmerman was carrying a weapon that he wasn't licensed to have or shouldn't have had. Two, that he had maybe, or some information they had gotten, that he was had a prior felon. Maybe he shouldn't have gotten a gun. So there were a lot of things that were said that could be looked at if we want to avoid the race part, because I know everybody is saying, you know, race. And it is coming to that, and it may be pointing in that direction, but in the event that's brought down, then there's some other evidence, I'm sure, or some other circumstances that could be explored. So my thoughts are, and I heard the young lady speaking, that the chief shouldn't have stepped down and just let this pan out and accept responsibility for what he should have done. Whatever the case is, I do believe that he should have been detained, questioned, and not allowed to be wherever he is and sending messages, playing phone tag and sending messages and having his spokesperson speak for him. So that's my thoughts right now.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with any of that. Folks, if you have an opinion, you can chime in tonight. 917-889-3926. We're talking about the Trayvon Martin case. And why Mr. Zimmerman has not been arrested thus far. Your thoughts, hit us up, let us know. You are inside Hump Day Wednesday. Let her get away from me.
like I never seen before.
Baby, baby,
that girl's just bad as I know.
Tonight I'm gonna find a way to make her mine.
When I made my entrance into the room, I was hoping I'd be
on your mind
for the rest of the evening. At my highest level of expectation,
I didn't think that you'd be overwhelming to me.
Ooh, so I stood and corrected, but never before had it seemed so right. And it was your body halo that brought me to you tonight.
Should I need and want everything that you own?
And in trade, when I awake from this daze, you own my soul. Never had a hand for beauty in all dreams, and I never thought that she could be digging me, and I never thought that all the other ones would disappear until now.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
And she had a swagger that I never seen before.
Hyman Radio Live, 10:15 in the p.m. here in Chesapeake, Virginia, on the East Coast. Now, forgive me for the sniffles, people, those sinuses. That pollen, I tell you, is something else. And we've been talking tonight. Don't awe me. I'm not a kid. We've been talking about Trayvon Martin. We just heard from Tampa tonight. And basically, like I said, and she touched on some of the things I was saying, if you take the racism out, what other things could there possibly be? You know, it's just a big injustice, period. And bottom line, at the end of the day, why wasn't he detained? Why was he just allowed to shoot somebody and then go home? I think that's what we've all been saying tonight. You know, while, like Toya reported, I don't want to say, I think she said that she wasn't sure, but she might have heard that it was some days before his parents found out, excuse me, about the situation. You know, why is he still in hiding? Why is it okay? Why isn't his lawyer turning him in, take him down to the police station? Just why? Why are we having rallies all over the place just to get him to the police station? There's no answers. Nobody's providing any answers. I don't think, to me, nothing's being done, and everybody's dragging their feet. We have a bunch of speculation, and
I read an article this morning where Zimmerman's lawyer had not even listened to the 911 tape to date, nor had he even questioned his client, and that was, I believe, as of Monday. He hadn't even formally questioned the client, Zimmerman, nor had he even listened to the 911 tapes. And we're talking well over a month into the situation. Just unbelievable as to how this thing is being handled, with no sense of urgency at all, which in my opinion says that, you know, we expected nothing to happen. So we're going to carry on and conduct ourselves as if nothing's really going to happen. But I believe Sanford's going to be shocked by the outcome of this situation.
This is Tampa. Just thinking back and trying to make sense, or because just like the young lady was saying, no question, no response. There hasn't been any, you know, response to what's going on. But I was thinking something triggered a couple of years ago when the young lady hit the two children in Tampa, Florida. Same type, you know, run and hide, park the car, you know, get a lawyer, stay in hiding, and then the lawyer, whatever case they came up with, you know, I just hope that they're not trying to come up with, and the whole thing here is bipolar, you know, some type of defense on, you know, his irrational behavior, but it's like patterns, you know, you start to see these patterns with these murders and killings and people not willing to accept their responsibility in the situation and the law not really upholding for the innocent, the victim. You know, I hear they're trying to bring the situation up about the young man, Trayvon's character, and he was suspended, and he was, you know, we're trying to figure out, you know, get the guy who, the perpetrator, in, and let's get all that out then, but it's just a pattern, and it's a little disheartening to see, but, you know, if we believe in the system, justice will prevail. That's all I have.
Well, do we believe in the system? Do we really have faith that justice will prevail? I think that's really what's causing so many people to really take to the streets, because they don't feel as if, you know, justice will prevail.
Hmm. This is challenging. This is a challenging situation. This is really challenging because if you're looking at the big picture and you're hoping that if you're ever in a situation that you're wrong in some kind of way, that everything will work out in your favor according to the LEW, what we're seeing right now, it's not a good look. But there's going to be a way. It's going to be some kind of maneuvering and manipulation that the party that's being accused is going to come up, smelling like roses, whatever the situation is. There's going to be some excuse. There's going to be some reasoning, some type of loophole, some type of something. So I don't know. I know, it's inconsistent. I'll say that justice is inconsistent.
Yeah,
but she always
justice,
is around.
Absolutely inconsistent. We'll be right back. You're in tune to Hump Day Wednesday.
Thank you. elevator. Spending bread like it's the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Yeah, over here we got pop, girl, move your body, cause the party don't stop. And I be in the jam, the playing my own car. They can't understand why the hands is all rock. They used to ride huffies with the pack, now ride huffies in the act. That looks like Buffy in the back. These rappers that get smacked, I treat them like cussies in the trap. You like what? 300 for the bub? I'm like, what's 300 for the bub? We in the club on E, and mommy won't talk on me. If she with a girl, so I'm trying to cut on three. And the Tim's is Gucci, Air Force's Louis. Stupid jewelry, I'm stuck in my ways. Smoke kush that I had yourself for days. $1,000 outfits, goddamn it, we paid.
I'm saying like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Yeah, what else? And life of a rocker. Fine wine and soup made from lobster. Nothing but dimes on my roster. Cartier flair, so I dress them in poshes. My cash is up, stash is tough. My new bit badass baddest. I'm riding clean, high as a cloud. Billionaire club, no brokenness allowed. I was a youngin', now look, I'm a boss. Making fireworks, popping champagne cork. So y'all can go and take you a picture. And send my alcohol straight, no mixer. From the grind to the shine, from the hoop to the coupe, now I'm flying all the time. The bottom line is, she a dime beer. Would never decline me stepping behind me.
I'm saying like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Okay, I'm in the strip club with a vial in a stack. With them dimes that I need a model on my lap. Put ones in the rack, make that ass clap. Took her to the crib, hit a ghetto from the back. Ma, if you gon' ride on top, she arrow that. That boy bang hard on the track, see Alice rap. Shorty half red, half brown, half black. $300 weave and still she fat that. In fact, I put 22s on it. You hear them say, he threw the big shoes on it. What bank the bread is in the bed? Shout to my PhD in the fed. Yeah, I'm all ghetto socks mismatching. But you don't see the mind with my shoes clashing. The table is all glitz, cream cheese in my pocket. Special on the wrist, all ghetto with it.
Like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
J-toes that pose is stiletto.
Let's go.
Jeans sag due to the metal.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
Nothing on the beat, she's so special. Shoes on the whip, ice on the vessel. We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto. We keeps it all ghetto.
Sam Hyman Radio Live, that was all ghetto by Vane. Thanks for rocking with us. About 10:28 here on the East Coast. Only about a half an hour left in the show. So, I mean, what do you guys think the outcome to the whole situation is going to be?
I hope it's that this dude is charged and gets sentenced accordingly. And I hope it happens sooner than later, because, I mean, I think it's going to cause a bad situation, you know, here in America, if we don't, you know, do the right thing in this situation.
I don't know. Something's telling me it's not
going to
happen that way.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but that's what I hope.
Yeah, I don't think, because if that was the case, something would have already been done. I mean, that's how I feel about it. I mean, I was under the impression the way it works is if you committed a crime, then you are arrested and go to trial, and then your peers determine whether you're guilty or not guilty.
I didn't think that
the police officers just say, oh, you said you were defending yourself? No problem, go home. Like, especially when there's enough evidence showing that it wasn't just self-defense. So,
yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong. I just thought that's the way it was supposed to work.
No, that is absolutely how it's supposed to work, and clearly something stinks in suburbia, but I'm not trying to pull the race card.
I think we're being bamboozled by the media. Right now, they're using, I'm not going to say by the media, but right now the media is being tricked. She's being tricked out with all the little strategies and things that are going on. It's just to influence the public's opinion, you know, the high and out, the messages, the police officers saying, you know, live as a thug, die as a, you know, just, and every, it's trying to manipulate public's opinion. And when he does decide to present himself, all that is going to be inside the heads of quote-unquote potential jurors, people that are vested in the case, lawyers, so-and-so and such-and-such. So right now it's just, it's a game. If you want to put it in that, you know, use an analogy like a relationship, it's a game right now. And pretty much we who are seeking justice, we're getting played. Because she's doing what she want to do. She wants to be on our side. She want to be with us. But right now she's having too much fun. And we're really getting tired of it. So.
Okay. Oh, okay. Who the hell is she?
I'm using an analogy. Justice is the girlfriend. We are the other people in the relationship. So this is a game. You know, people are in relationships and one person wants to be serious and the other person is kind of, yeah, okay. So we're looking for some resolution right here. We're looking, look, we need you to take care of this. We need justice to stand up and Zimmerman person. But she's like, well, right now, you know,
I'm thinking,
having too much fun.
I'm thinking you are the relative of one of our former co-hosts. Tampa, I'm trying to follow. So when you said she, you threw me off. I'm back on track with you now. I had to go back a few steps in order to catch up.
Yeah, I said like an analogy, you know, your relationship. And right now we're being played. Because everybody's getting all heated. And what if, you know, you're getting dragged along. We're getting dragged along. How long is this going to come out? How long is it going to play out? We don't know. We're speculating. We're guessing. And then at some point, something is going to be done. We're either going to get tired, which is probably what they're waiting for us, to stop protesting, to stop rallying, and stop being concerned. Or justice is going to do right, and Mr. Zimmerman is going to have some type of legal action brought against him.
Mr. Zimmerman. Hey, did y'all hear the story about one of Spike Lee's Twitter fans tweeted the wrong Zimmerman's address. In turn, Spike Lee retweeted the address of Zimmerman, thinking it was the Zimmerman we're talking about. And the people who lived at that address in Florida had to end up moving, you know, from where they lived temporarily because of all of the harassment they were getting at their residence, based on the fact that they were suspected to be the Zimmermans. We'll be right back. This is a serious situation, my friends.
Jeez. Journey.
Now I'm pounding the pavement, just like the wheels on that Greyhound. Double bag full of patience, but the bullshit's starting to weigh me down. Cause of that I barely made it, but the thought almost makes me laugh out loud. Cause I know I gotta make it. Standing in the station, way too crowded in here, and everybody's trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here. Dreams just fade when we all wake up. So I'm sleepwalking, yeah. That's how you make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do.
I'm on my left mind. brand new world before my eyes, and I'm no longer nameless. And everybody thinks I'm next to shine. The minute I began to claim it, spotlight nearly made me blind. So I don't wanna be famous. I found another way. It's way too crowded in here, and everybody trying to take the fast way up. We all just dream of it here, but dreams just fade when we all wake up.
So I'm sleepwalking, yeah.
That's how you make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do.
I'm on my left mind, running, 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 so I can't stop now. All these years I can't stop.
I'm on my left mind, running, 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 so I can't stop now.
On my left
mind, I don't wanna be famous. That's what I said. I don't wanna be. What was I thinking? I don't wanna be famous. No, that's what I said. I don't wanna be famous. But now I'm gonna be famous.
Shalique Rivers. Last Mile, Hump Day Wednesday. Trayvon Martin is the subject of our conversation tonight. It's a straight talk about the Trayvon Martin case specifically. Why isn't Mr. Zimmerman under arrest and facing a trial a month and some change after a 17-year-old African-American has been shot to death? Folks, we are talking about an injustice beyond injustices that has sparked a lot of attention all across the country. We want to hear your opinion, 917-889-3926. About 23 minutes left in the show, 1038 here on the East Coast, 738 on the West Coast. Wherever you are in the world, thanks for tuning in to Team Hammer Radio Live. Spike Lee, one of Spike Lee's fans, Twitter fans tweeted an address that they thought was Mr. Zimmerman. It ended up being a different Zimmerman. Spike Lee, in turn, retweets the address. You know, he has about a million Twitter fans. And from there, they start tweeting. And, I mean, they literally had the wrong address and started harassing another Zimmerman family who had to temporarily move out of the crib. Can you imagine? That's a bummer. That is definitely a bummer. Nevertheless, this is not the season to have the last name Zimmerman, regardless of who you are.
It's not
the season for that. So I'm thinking you need to go change your last name to Davenport, to Jackson, to Howard, you know, Jones or something. I don't know.
Yeah. See, that's where the panic and the anxiety and the restlessness starts to set in, because people want some type of resolve. So,
absolutely.
Maybe the wrong Zimmermans will be like, "Hey, Zimmerman, come out of hiding because we're tired of being freaking harassed."
Funny. Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Whatever it takes.
Something like that to bring him out. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who is totally not involved in this, but because they
Temple,
have guilty by
Temple, are you sure you're not? Are you sure you're not in Charlotte, North Carolina?
I promise.
Are you calling us from Charlotte for real, Temple?
I promise I'm not.
Okay. All right.
I
promise you.
Okay, so did you guys hear that the new Black Panthers had put this bounty out on George Zimmerman? It was like $10,000 if they brought him to the Black Panthers, and from there they were going to turn him into the police. I don't know how they were going to turn him into the police when he wasn't being charged, but okay. So recently, the head of that organization was arrested. Have you guys heard about that?
No.
Yeah, I believe he was arrested. I want to say for possession of firearms, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. I read that today.
Possession of a firearm.
Uh-huh. Possession of a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I wonder why would they even
not arrested for putting the bounty out, but arrested for firearms.
Firearms.
Right.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. Pretty much, you know, but you can kill somebody and be on the street.
Right.
I mean.
No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace, America.
No peace. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's just more and more to this case. It's just, you know, I don't know if you guys have heard the recordings, the 911 calls, but to hear Trayvon, like, screaming and yelling for his life, I don't understand how that right there in itself doesn't prove there's a lot more to the case than what George Zimmerman says, you know? It's a shame.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to hear a piece of the recordings, and it was pretty chilling. It was pretty chilling. You heard the screams, you heard the pop, you heard the silence. You know, pretty chilling. Knowing that that was a 17-year-old child.
I just was in my email, and there may be a video, a surveillance video. I didn't look at it. It says it's evidence contrasting what Zimmerman said. I'm going to look at it later. I just didn't have the energy to do that. So now some video footage may be emerging.
Yeah. No justice, no peace. You know, we need justice to prevail in this situation, just to restore our faith in, I think, our criminal justice system. You know, that's what I need to see happen. I need to see justice prevail in this situation. If you've just tuned in, you can go back and listen to the podcast. You're going to hear me introduce the show as Money Monday. Clearly, I'm just like off tonight. It's been Wednesday all night long, but it was Monday for me for at least 45 minutes in this show. You can go back and check out the podcast. We've been talking about Trayvon Martin all night, just giving our perspective. You know, this is a tragic situation, you know, but at the end of the day, if you don't fall for something, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
My mind, boy, kiss my lips. They're calling you to come to me and do your thing. I love when you look down at me like that. Got me anticipating.
I love how you move.
Just
Anticipation here on TM Harmon Radio Live. Only about 12 minutes left in the show.
Smooth joint right there. Anticipating. Trayvon Martin, rest in peace, 17-year-old African-American male, gunned down by a neighborhood watch security officer, a self-proclaimed neighborhood watchman. I had no idea that the neighborhood watch was strapped like that. I mean, one bullet took down the young man. You know, one single shot took him down. We're talking about real firearms. Why is a neighborhood watchman who's not getting paid, you know, toting such a serious piece of artillery? It just doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, I heard there's like a code for homeowners associate, not homeowners association, excuse me, for home, the watch program, neighborhood watch. And I guess he didn't even follow the guidelines that are set for those neighborhood watch folks. I read that online today. So, I mean, I don't get it. I really don't get like anything at all.
I was accosted. I was approached in an aggressive manner after a rally by an individual who obviously felt like we shouldn't have been rallying. And she pretty much was in my face inside my car and was asking me, why didn't you rally when the black boy shot the white police officer? And I had to tell her to move away from my car, move in a very calm voice, because that wasn't even the situation. So tensions are high right now. People just don't want to look at the facts. They just want to.
Interesting.
We would be rallying if the man would have been arrested. We're rallying, you know what I'm saying? She should have thought about it. Black, white, don't make a difference. We're rallying because justice has not been served. He has not been detained. Nothing has been done. Regardless, the black boy shoot the white cop. It's because nothing has been done. What part of that didn't she get?
She was about to get ran over, but, I'm a good God-fearing citizen. And it wasn't about that. It was really, it caught me off guard, actually. I was not expecting that at all. So just goes to show you what, people aren't focused on the situation, like you said. The man with the gun is still out there. He's still out there patrolling somebody else's neighborhood, looking for people in hoodies and masked up,
Yeah.
My mind is going. I can't talk anymore because it's starting.
Tensions are high right now. Tensions are high, right now. And we all have to make sure that we approach every situation cautiously. And we're very careful in how we respond to things and really how we look at the situation. We don't want to unnecessarily play the race card. But at the end of the day, we have to look at the facts for what they are. I think it's very clear that, again, an injustice has been served. And we've got to make sure that, we hold the right people accountable to make sure that the right thing is done in the situation. And unfortunately, I think it's going to take some time. And if, there really has to be no peace until there's justice, I think people are showing you across the country right now that, that they're willing to get it in, and stand for what is right. And justice is the right thing. Folks, we only have a few minutes left in the show, but we're going to go ahead and, round it out with last-minute comments and feedback. Go for it, Tampa.
I was going to say, just had this thought. Do you think he'll be a coward and try and take his own life or something crazy like that? That's just
possibly.
A fleeting thought.
Possibly. It's a lot of pressure right now.
Do you think people will feel vindicated by that? Do you think people feel vindicated by that?
I'm not sure. I know his parents was on Capitol Hill today. Yesterday they were on Capitol Hill. I'm not sure how his parents is feeling, but I'm not sure if that would vindicate them or not. I'm really not sure, but folks, we will be back on Friday, 9 p.m., inside the Friday Night Cypher. Thanks for rocking with us tonight. We have about 6 minutes left in the show. I'm going to say believe, achieve, maximize the opportunity. And, at the end of the day, this is a tragic situation, but, this situation is shedding light on a very, significant issue that, really it hasn't gotten a lot of attention for quite some time. Racism is not something that we talk about in this country. Injustice, period, is not something that we really talk about in this country. Economics has been the biggest, issue for the United States here recently. So I think at the end of the day, this situation has brought about something that that's going to be very important, I think, to society. Race relations, fairness, equality, justice across the board, solidarity. I think these are, things that you know, we should have been working on over the last 20, 30 years, you know, just because, again, we don't see the KKK anymore. We think everything's okay. But clearly, everything is not okay. Angels, it's time to go.
I just want to say, like I said earlier, my babies don't have to see the KKK. I know they deal with racism every single day. Like I said, it ain't going anywhere. We just don't hear about it every single day. Just know it's out there. It's not what you go through. It's how you deal with it. It's how you go through what you're going through. Have faith to Trayvon's parent. Rest in peace. The situation will work out, whether it's tomorrow or in a few months. It just have faith in God you serve, and it will work out. And I just want to say out there to the world, just continue to be a blessing every single day.
Thank you.
Oh, just be blessed. If he doesn't answer to the law, he will answer to someone higher. That is what it is. Talk to you guys, Father.
It is what it is. Back on Friday, 9 p.m., it's 10:56. This is Natural. Good night, everybody. Hump Day Wednesday. Bye.
Okay, look, Ma, can't change what I are. I love to drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love a menage. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I love to hit the street in that chromed-out car. Hit the nightclub, post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast at the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I probably hug in the corner under the street light. I probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around here. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see, I'm high through the cardies. I love the night lights, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. Electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on. It's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine.
Baby,
it's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk, real, real talk.
Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show.